Yud Tes Adar, Tuesday the 10th of March, Rabbi Shimon Gurevich, Parshas Paro.
Mishnah Megillah tells us that the third of the four parashas that read is Parashas Pora Aduma. Rashi explains to us the reason why we learn Parashas Pora Aduma, we read Parashas Pora Aduma in the run-up to Rosh Chodesh Nisan, is in order that Klal Yisrael should learn the halachos, should be ready, in order to be metayeh themselves, and thereby being able to bring up the Korban Pesach, the Tara. The Kolboy and Maril, Imen Hog Maril, they both say the reason why we read it at this juncture is because Doishim Behilchas HaPesach, Koidim HaPesach, Shloishim Yoim, we're within the 30 days of Pesach, and one cannot bring up the Korban Pesach unless one is Toy, and therefore it's a fitting time to read about the various halachas as a preparation for Pesach. If we look at Mishnah Berurah, Mishnah Berurah explains why we read at this juncture in a slightly different manner. Mishnah Berurah says as follows: Hashlishis hi parashas Pora Aduma. Tofresh Pehei. The third of the four parashas is parashas Pora Aduma. We read it the Shabbos before parashas Achodesh. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Why? Because it was the actual Sreifas Pora Aduma, the preparation of the Pora Aduma for the Tara process, was done Samuch LeNisan, in the run-up to Chodesh Nisan, in order that Klal Yisrael would then have the Eifa Chatos already and prepared to retire themselves as soon as possible after Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So it says that the reason why we read Pora Aduma this week, in the run-up to Rosh Chodesh Nisan, doesn't mention anything about Shloishim Yoyim Koidim Achag. It says the reason is because in the Midbar, that is when the process of Sreifas Pora Aduma, the preparation of the Pora Aduma, was actually done in the week before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, in the Midbar. There's a couple of problems with this Mishnah Berurah I'd like to discuss. The Mishnah Berurah is Makor is the Levush. If we have a look in the Gemara in Gittin, in Daf Samach, the Gemara tells us that on the 8th day of the Yemei HaMiluim, by Yibu Yem HaShmini, which was Rosh Chodesh Nisan, when the Mishkan was then set up, once and for all permanently, we're told in the Gemara, Shmoina Parshias Namru B'yom Shehukim Boya Mishkan. There were 8 Parshias that were given over to Klal Yisrael on the day that the Mishkan was set up on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And one of those Parshias, the last one actually which is mentioned, is Parshas Pora Aduma. So it says in the Gemara in Gittin that Parshas Pora Aduma was only given on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So how could they possibly have done the Sreifas Pora Aduma? How could they possibly have done the whole Avodas Pora Aduma before Rosh Chodesh Nisan? The parsha was only given on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. To compound the question, if we have a look at Rashi over there in Gittin, Rashi actually explains why Parshas Pora Aduma was only given on Rosh Chodesh Nisan and not earlier. It says Rashi as follows: because it was impossible to bring the Pora Aduma before that juncture. Why? Because it says in reference to the Asiyas Pora Aduma, the creation of the Pora Aduma, the readying of the Pora Aduma, Vehizo el noichach pnei o el moyet. You had to sprinkle when you brought up, when you were making the Korban Pora Aduma, the Pora Aduma, which had an element of Korban as well. It says, Vehizo el noichach pnei o el moyet. It says Rashi, until Yom HaShmini, when the Mishkan was set up on a permanent basis, it didn't yet have a Shem oil moyet. We didn't yet have an oil moyet. So seeing as we didn't yet have an oil moyet, there was no way that we could have created, we could have brought the Pora Aduma. And therefore there was no point in the parasha being given earlier. The parasha was therefore only given when it was first relevant, which was on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, where we had an oil moyet, and therefore it was possible to go through the process of preparing the Pora Aduma, because one could be Mekayim Behizel Neichach Pnei Oil Moyet. So it's not only that the Gemara tells us the parashah was only given that day, We're told in Rashi that you couldn't actually go through the process of Poraduma before one reached that day, Rosh Chodesh Nissan, because we didn't yet have an Oil Moed, and the Pasuk says, V'hiz el neichach kinei Oil Moed. So how can the Levush and Mishabura tell us that the reason why we read Poraduma this week is because in the Midbar, in the week before Rosh Chodesh Nissan, they brought up the Poraduma, seemingly it's an impossibility, because there wasn't yet an Oil Moed, and it says, V'hiz el neichach kinei Oil Moed. We'll try and attempt to answer this last question first, then we'll go back to the fact that Parash Poraduma was only given on Rosh Chodesh Nissan. I'd like to start off by posing one or two more questions on this particular Gemara concerning the eight parashas that were given on that day. Another one of the parashas that was given only on Yom HaShmini, only on the eighth day, only on Rosh Chodesh Nissan in the Midbar, is Parashas Shtuye Yayin. The issa for a Kohen to do the Avodah after he's drunk, a Revius Yai. Now, why was that parsha only given on Rosh Chodesh Nissan? Why wasn't it given earlier? Says Rashi, the Issa was only relevant for Rosh Chodesh Nissan onwards. Says Rashi, why? Because if you have a look at the Pasuk makes the Issa contingent dependent on Oyel Moed. The Pasuk says that when you go into the Oyel Moed, you're not allowed to have drunk a Revius Yai. So seeing as the Issa is dependent on Oyel Moed, and until Yom HaShmini it wasn't yet an Oyel Moed. It was set up and then demolished and set up and demolished. There wasn't yet a Torah's Oyel Moed. Therefore the Issa Shtuye Yayin became first relevant on Rosh Chodesh Nissan. It wasn't relevant earlier, and therefore Parashas Shtuye Yayin was only given on that particular day. Now if we have a look at the Ramban al HaTorah, Parashas Shmini, Perek Yud Pasuk Tes, the Parashas Shtuye Yayin, the Ramban wonders, why was the Parashas only given on Yom HaShmini on Rosh Chodesh Nissan? And he goes on to explain why it ties it in with the death of Nadav Naviyu, and he goes on to explain why it was only given on that day and not earlier. We understand. What's the Ramban's problem? Rashi's explained it beautifully. It couldn't be given earlier, because earlier there was no Oil Moed. It was only relevant first on that particular day. So why does the Ramban take pains to explain why it was given then and not earlier? Understand? Rashi gives a very, very logical and simple explanation. Another one of the parshiyos that was given on that particular day is Parshas Neiros. Parshas Neiros was only given on Rosh Chodesh Nissan. Says Rashi, what's Parshas Neiros? That's Parshas Baloischa, Baloischa, Esan Neiros. Says Rashi, why wasn't it given earlier? Lefi sheboi bayoim hischilu lahadlik. The very first time that they lit the Neiros in the Mishkan was on Rosh Chodesh Nissan. So Rashi teaches us, the right through the Shivasi Ma'amiluim, they didn't light the Neiros. The very first time that they lit the Neiros, the Mishkan, was on Rosh Chodesh Nissan, Boi Bayoin, Hischilu Lahadlik. If we have a look in the Ramban al HaTorah, in this week's Parsha and Parsha Pikudei, you can see that the Ramban argues. The Ramban says as follows. Most Rishonim learn that the Mishkan was set up in the morning, and then taken back down again in the evening during the Shiva Sima Amiluim. During those 7 days, in the morning it was set up, and in the evening it was demolished. The Ramban says that's impossible. It can't be, says the Ramban. And the Ramban in Perek Mem Pasuk Beis wants to suggest it was set up in the morning, it was in a situation of Akama right through the day, and right through the night. The next morning, it was taken down and immediately put back up again. And it brings a few proofs for that. And one of the proofs of the Ramban was as follows. It must have been up through the night. Because Hadlokas HaNeiros is done just before nightfall, and the late Neiros are there, Me'erev, Van Boike, says the Ramban. So you cannot say that the Mishkan was in a state of demolition during the night, because where was the Menorah then? So the Mishkan must have been up for 24 hours virtually, and only for a few moments, momentarily, it was taken down, and then immediately set back up again. But we can see from the Ramban's worried about the Menorah, that the Ramban takes on that the Menorah was in fact lit right through the Shivas Yimei Hamiluim. According to Rashi, we don't have that problem. Rashi says, "Boy b'yom ischilu lahadlik," they only started lighting on the eighth day. So Rashi is perfectly comfortable, and that's the mashmos of Rashi in Parsha Shmini, that at the end of the day it was taken down, and the next morning set back up. The Ramban, in this week's Sefer, says clearly that Litner is right through the Shiva Simei Miluim, and therefore the Ramban uses that as a proof that the Mishkan in fact stood during the Shiva Simei Miluim, not only through the day, but through the night as well. So we've got to understand, there seems to be some argument over here between Rashi and the Ramban. Rashi takes on that it was only an Oel Moed on day number 8, and therefore Parashat Shtruyah Yayin was only given on day number 8, and the Ramban wonders why Parashat Shtruyah Yayin wasn't given earlier. Seems to understand it was an Oel Moed beforehand. We see that Rashi is of the opinion that the Menorah was only lit on the very first time on day number 8, and according to the Ramban, the Menorah was lit throughout the Shiva Simei Miluim. We have to try and understand what the argument over here is.
Why was the Parsha given then after they'd already been writing?
Because it was the first time Aaron HaKohen lit. Because during the Shiva Simei Miluim, Moshe Rabbeinu lit. So the first time Aaron HaKohen lit was on the 8th day. But I assume the Ramban will explain it. I think we can perhaps explain it as follows. We're discussing, and that's evident from Rashi, we're discussing when the Shem Oyel Moyed is actually Chal. When was the Mishkan referred to as an Oyel Moyed? What's the word Oyel Moyed mean? Rashi explains as follows, Aksaba Kabbalah speaks about in this week's Parsha, Parsha Tzaba. The words Oyel Moyed mean as follows. The words Oyel Moyed, Moyed Miloshem Vat, Vonei Ad Tishom. That's the meeting place between the Ribbono Shel Olam and Moshe Rabbeinu. The oil shenisvad bo Hashem in Moshe v'Yisro. That was the meeting place between the Ribbono Shel Olam and Moshe Rabbeinu, the Ribbono Shel Klal Yisrael. That's where the Ribbono Shel Olam conversed directly with Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Shem Oil Moyed, it's called Oil Moyed al Shem, because that was the meeting place between the Ribbono Shel Olam and Moshe Rabbeinu, the Ribbono Shel Olam Klal Yisrael. And therefore, I think that the Shem Oil Moed was only there, was only Chal, once the Shechina was actually there. It only became a Beis Vaad L'Shechina. It only became a meeting place for the Shechina once the Shechina was there. So let us try and explore, when did the Shechina actually arrive in the Mishkan? When did it come about? When was the Shechina there? And whenever the Shechina came, that is when it received the Shem Oil Moed. Now if we look at the Parshias, if we look at Parsha Shmini, it would seem that the Shechina only arrived on Yom HaShmini. If you have a look at Parsha Shmini, it says as follows, on the 8th day, Vayovei Moshe Va'arne Eloil Moed, Vayetz Vayvolch Esa'om, Vayelo Kvoid Hashem El Kol Ha'om. It would appear that the Shechina only descended on the Mishkan on Yom HaShmini. If you have a look at Rashi over there, Rashi makes it very clear in more than one place in that particular Pasuk, Pek Tes Pasuk Kaf Gimel Parsha Shmini, says Rashi as follows: If you call Shivas Yimei Miluim, Shemidu Moshe the Mishkan, V'Shamash Boy Parku B'Chol Yoyim, V'Shorso Boy Shchina, the Shchina hadn't yet descended upon the Mishkan. It was only on day number 8 that the Shchina actually descended upon the Mishkan, and therefore I would venture to suggest it was only then that the place became the Oyel Moed, the meeting place, the place where the Ribbono Shel Olam conversed with Moshe Rabbeinu and Klal Yisrael. If we have a look at the Ramban, in this week's Parsha, it would appear that the Ramban didn't understand things that way. Ramban says as follows, in Mem Pasuk Beis, Vayeru Kvoid Hashem al Kol Ha'om, he quotes the Pasuk Parsha Shmini, that the Ribbono Shel Olam appeared to Klal Yisrael. He says as follows, Umi Kol Mokay, don't make a mistake over here, don't think the Shechina only arrived at that particular time. B'yom Rishon Shel Miluim, on the first day of the Shiva Simei Miluim, Nedabel Moish Misham, the Shechina already spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu in the Oel Moed. He says, how do I know that? He says, because Kol HaParshias HaNemoras B'tchilas Sefer Vayikra Ad V'Yibiyom HaShmini were given on the first of the Shiva Simei Miluim. That means, Kaf Gimel Adon, we've got a Pasuk at the beginning of Vayikra, Vayikra Hashem El Moshe. The Pasuk says, Vayikra Hashem El Moshe V'Yidaber Elov May Oel Moed Lemu. Says the Ramban, This pasuk was said at the beginning of Shiva Simei HaMiluim, and we can see already that the Ribbono Shel Olam was nisfayed, he was already talking, he was conversing with Rabbeinu in the Oel Moed. So says the Ramban, although it says only on Yom HaShmini, it doesn't mean the Shechina wasn't there beforehand. The Shechina was there from the first day of the Shiva Simei HaMiluim onwards. the clear evidence of the Shekhinah, the presence of the Shekhinah, the cloud, wasn't hovering over the Mishkan. One couldn't actually see the clear evidence of the presence of the Shekhinah. But the Shekhinah was there already from Kaf Gimel Ador onwards. For he swore in Klal Yisrael thought, She'adibol Moshe Shomin Hashmayim, that the Ribbono Shel Olam was conversing with Moshe Rabbeinu from the Mokem Ashros HaShekhinah in Shamayim in heaven. But in actuality, the Shekhinah was already there from the first of the Shivas Yimei Mirim onwards. So the Ramban seems to argue with Rashi, the Ramban takes on, the Shekhinah didn't descend on Yom HaShmini, the Shekhinah was there already on the very first day. Now, the Ramban brings a proof from the fact that Parashat Vayikra on Tzav was said on the first of the Shivas Yimei Mirim. It says Vayikra Hashem, Vayikra Moshe, we can see that already on the first of the Shivas Yimei Miluim, long before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the Shekhinah was already there, he was conversing with Moshe Rabbeinu. And as a look at Rashi, Parsha Tzav, Ches Posik Beis, which is the actual Parsha of the Shivas Yimei Miluim, which lends itself to the Ramban, we can see that Parsha Vayikra and Tzav were given on the first of the Shivas Yimei Miluim. It says Rashi, in Perek Ches, Parsha Tzav, when we discuss Shivas Yimei Miluim, says Rashi, Ein Muktam, because Parashat Vayikra, he says, was given on Yom HaShmini. And now we're tracking backwards and we're going back to the Shivas Yimei Miluim. So Rashi Lashitase, who takes on that the Shekhinah only descended on Yom HaShmini, so Rashi has to learn that when the Pasuk of Parashat Vayikra says, Vayikra Hashem al Moshe, Vayidabe Elov, Me'oil Moshe Leimor, that was Takon Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And in the middle of Parashat Tzav, when we suddenly start discussing Shivas Yimei Miluim, the Torah is now backtracking and going back 7 days, says Rashi, Ein Muktam, Umu'ucha, B'Torah, the Torah is not written in order. But the Ramban says the whole thing was said on the game Rishon and the Shivas Yimei Miluim. So we see there's a machlokes over here. The Ramban says that the Shekhinah descended on the first of the Shivas Yimei Miluim. Although the Mishkan was being constructed and then demolished, the Shekhinah was there already. And Rashi takes on the Pshutish al Mikra Bashmini, Rayeri Kvid Hashem al Kala'om, that the Shekhinah only descended for the very first time on Yom HaShmini. So I think we can now clarify things. Oyel Moed, the Shem Oyel Moed, is dependent on the presence of the Shekhinah. According to Rashi, the Shekhinah first descended when? On the 8th day. So when did it become Oyel Moed? On day number 8. According to the Ramban, When did the Shekhinah descend? On the very first day. So when did it become Oyel Moed? It became Oyel Moed on the first day. So let's go back to a couple of the points that we raised. Rashi says that the Parsha Shtui Yayin was given only on day number 8. Because before that day it wasn't relevant. Because the Torah says that the Parsha of Shtui Yayin is dependent on Oyel Moed. It says, Yayin v'sheichal teisht, atu v'necha itoch, bevoyachem el Oyel Moed. So that the Issa Shtui Yayin is dependent on Oyel Moed. So this is Rashi very simply. That how Shtui Yayin... Sorry?
They're given after they died. Wine.
Yes. That's how the Ramban learns. That's why it was given on that day. It comes to that, yeah. So Rashi learns in Gittin that the reason why it was only given on at that juncture, not earlier, is because it says before Echem Oyel Moed, and until that point it wasn't yet Oyel Moed. That's Rashi Vishitose, that the Shekhinah only descended on day number 8, so it only became Oyel Moed on day number 8. It says Rashi very simply, you couldn't give this parasha earlier, because it wasn't yet Oyel Moed. The Ramban goes out of his way to explain why it was only given on that day, and not earlier, and he explains because that was the day that Nadav and Avihu died, and therefore it was then relevant. Because according to the Ramban, in theory, it could have been given already on the first of the Shivas Yimei Miluim. Because it was already then Oyel Moed. That's why the Ramban has to explain why it was given dafka on Yom HaShmini. We brought another machlokes. Rashi says that Parshas Neirus was only given on day number 8. Sheboi b'yoim hischilu lahadlik. And yet the Ramban says clearly that they started lighting right through the Shivas Yimei Miluim. And the answer is also very straightforward. If you have a look at Parashat Tzav, it says, Va'atat Tzavas B'nei Yisrael, V'yikho Yilecho Shemen Zayin Zoch, Kos L'moer, Bo'oyel Moed, Mechutz La'Proiches. Where do you have to light the Neiris? Bo'oyel Moed. So according to Rashi, when did it become Oyel Moed? Only on day number 8. Bo'oyel Bayoim, Hischilu, Lahad. According to Rashi, when did it become oil? According to Ramban, when did it become oil moed? Immediately on the first day the Shekhinah was there. Therefore the Ramban says that when did they light the Neiris? From the first of the Shivus Yemei Milu onwards they lit the Neiris. Therefore the Ramban's forced to learn that the Mishkan must have stood right through the night. It couldn't have been taken down at the evening because the Neiris were there, Meir of Adboik. So now I think we have a way of understanding the Levush and the Mishnah Berurah. Rashi says that Parshas Parah Adumah was only said on that day, not earlier. Why? Because they couldn't have done it earlier. Because it's a Vehizel Neichach Pnei Oyel Moed. We asked for the Levush. How can he suggest that the Parah Adumah was brought up before Rosh Chodesh Nissan? You can't be Mekayim Vehizel Pnei Oyel Neichach Pnei Oyel Moed. The answer is it's only Rashi Lashitase. Rashi was of the opinion that it only became Oyel Moed on day number 8. So according to Rashi, it was impossible to bring the Parah Adumah earlier. That's Rashi's opinion. But not everybody agrees with Rashi. According to the Ramban, who said it was Oyel Moed from day number 1 onwards, from the first day of the Shavuos Mamdrim, Kaf Gimel Adar was already Oyel Moed, the Parah Adumah could very well have been brought up in the run-up to Rosh Chodesh Nissan. There is a way of understanding the Levush and the Mishnah Berurah. Rashi, the Shitase, can't learn that way. The Levush and Mishnah Berurah could have taken on like the Ramban, that hadn't Shem Oyel Moed from day number 1, and therefore was brought up earlier. But we're still left with a problem. Parshas Parah Adumah was only given on Rosh Chodesh Nissan. That's a Mefurash Gemara. So how on earth could they have brought up the Parah Adumah before being told the various halachas? That's still a problem. Now the truth is, it's not so straightforward. Now we're looking Rashi in Parshas B'Shalach. Rashi says as follows. In Moro it says, Shom Som Leichoik Umishpot. There were certain parshas that were given in Moro, which was long before the setting up of the Mishkan. Says Rashi, what was given? Shabbos Poraduma V'Din. So the Gemara in Gittin says that parshas Poraduma was given when? On Rosh Chodesh Nissan. If you have a look at Rashi, it's based on the Gemara Sanhedrin, but there's Gittin over there, but that's the way Rashi brings it down. Rashi says that Parah Adumah was given in Mora. Seems to be rather contradictory. When was Parah Adumah given? Was it given in Mora or was it given in Rosh Chodesh Nissan? So Mizrahi and Parshas B'Shalach asked the question. And Rashi says it appears to be Medroshois Chalukois. That means there's an opinion that says it was given on Rosh Chodesh Nissan and another opinion that says it was given when? In Mora. Okay, so maybe the Ravush and the Mishnah Berurah were working with a Chazal that was given in Mora, and therefore it's no question they could have brought it up because they'd already been given the instructions. But perhaps one could say different. And I found a source for this as well. There are two parts of Parshas Parah Adumah. For now, let's look at the Parshas two parts. There's the Asiyas Parah Adumah. There is the whole process, the process of bringing it up, the process of burning it, etc., etc. And there's the Maisa Tar. Two parts. So it would be possible to say that the Asiyas Parah Adumah was given already at Moro. They had to know in advance because they were going to bring it up before Rosh Chodesh Nissan. So the Asiyas Parah Adumah was already given at Moro. But the Tara process, that was only given on Rosh Chodesh Nissan. In fact, if we have a look at the Gemara in Gittin, many Hilchas Tumah were only given on Rosh Chodesh Nissan. So amongst the 8 parashas are parashas Tumayim. Parshas Shiluach Tumayim. A lot of the Hilchas Tumah V'Tara were only given on Rosh Chodesh Nissan. Therefore, it would make sense to say that the Chelek HaTara Parah Adumah was only given on Rosh Chodesh Nissan. Now, I found the Sefer Maskil Adovit, Dov Pado, in his Pirush on Rashi, he writes as follows: Ahi the Perek Hanizokim. That's the Gemara in Gittin that says 8 parshas were said on the day that the Mishkan was set up, and one of them is Parah Adumah. He says we can explain as follows: B'moro Loimnitim lahem eladine pora. In Mora, only the halachas of Asiyas HaPora, the creation and the preparation of the Parah Adumah for the Tara, were given. For Hosom, and on Yom Hashmini, niten lahem dine taroso lemima taheres, leketa mataheres. So in fact, the Asiyas HaPora was given in Mora, and how you utilize the Eifa HaPora in order to matare, that was given on Rosh Chodesh Nissan. And the fact that there was a double instruction, I think one can bring a right to that from the Yotzrus. As it say Yotzrus in Parshas Parah, we'll see this week, after Venem and Atolach Yosmei Sim, it's written as follows. We start off by saying as follows. Mimora Chukagoza. Mora, we heard, Chok of Paraduma. Migavnon, you look at the Mepharshim, Migavnon all learn, they all learn Migavnon is Sinai. Migavnon, Imra, Nigza. It says clearly in Yoitzras that there were two junctures at which we were presented with Parshas Paraduma. Mimora and Migavnon. So not like the Mizrahi says Medroshes Chalukas. We were given Paraduma instructions at two points in our time in the Midbar. Once at Mora, and once at Gavnon, once at Sinai. Therefore we cannot ask on the Modcha and on the Rabushim Mishabrua that they were only given Parash Paraduma on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, because it's quite evident, Mimora Chukagoza, there was already a presentation of Hilchos Paraduma, and we can suggest that was the Maisa Paraduma that was already given earlier at Mora, and therefore they had the adequate knowledge to bring up the Paraduma in before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the week running up to Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Shemizeichim, it's Hashem, the Kor of Mamash, to bring up the Paraduma and to bring up the Talmud Pesach.